Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Owl's Nest. And who do I have here at the Owl's Nest? I have Jeffrey Rollinger. Jeff, thanks so much for coming.
My pleasure.
Jeff, tell me about yourself.
Well, I've been here at the college since 2010 as adjunct. I started full-time in 2014. I teach in the Arts and Humanities Division, and I teach the photography track.
I love photography. I still have my 35mm Minolta at home.
All right.
Big part of my life, and it's a big part of the Arts and Humanities here at HCC. But you're on the faculty spotlight committee, aren't you?
That is correct. I've been on the spotlight committee since its foundation.
Jeff, tell me a little bit about the faculty spotlight committee here at the college, and tell me about its purpose.
Sure. So the faculty spotlight committee was charged by the faculty council, and it came down from the president. Even Dr. Phillips specifically asked for this committee. And every month we look into adjunct and full-time faculty, and we look at a group of nominations, and we pick out faculty members that are going above and beyond what they're instructed to do with their regular duties here at the college.
And, you know, we all try to go above and beyond, you know, to serve our students here.
Exactly.
At HCC. And I think we do, you know, each and every day. Who can be on the committee, and where does it meet?
We meet over in Maryland Hall in the, we don't actually meet in CETL, but we meet in Maryland Hall in the vicinity of CETL. We have representatives from every division in Arts and Humanities, which is my division. We have two reps, one from the arts side and one from humanities. We also have a dean representative, and we have a representative from marketing.
And tell me, who has been nominated currently for going above and beyond here at their job at HCC this time?
Currently, we have Assistant Professor of Anthropology and Sociology John Donahue as our current faculty spotlight.
And tell me a little bit about John. What has John done to nominate the honor of the Faculty Spotlight Committee?
Well, John's been with the college for quite some time. He's always been very active with both the college, but also with the student community. He teaches sociology. He teaches a collection of foundation courses. So he definitely gets to meet with students of a wide range of different backgrounds and different classes coming from different points of views. His courses are required from a lot of different curriculums. So he certainly meets with a lot of different people. He's a member of the Society of Anthropology and Community Colleges, that's SACC, and the American Anthropological Association. He's been called to be a presenter on many different occasions with both of those organizations. He's a regional representative for the Mid-Atlantic SACC, and colleagues from the Community College of Baltimore County organized a conference at TUNE across the street just last spring. He also, he's been a member of the Baltimore Men's Chorus, the oldest LGBTQ chorus in Baltimore area, for 10-plus years, and he's performed various duets and solos and been in numerous shows.
So, and if they want to find out more about John Donahue, our professor here at HCC, they can go on the website.
Absolutely. You can go to the main homepage on the website, and you'll find it right there on the left-hand side.
My goodness, all the information here at our students' and public's fingertips.
Exactly, prominently displayed.
Yes, there you go. And all of these people go into a Hall of Fame of sorts, isn't that correct?
Correct. In Maryland Hall, over in the CETL area, we have a plaque set up there that has listed everyone that's been nominated since the committee was organized about 2 years ago now.
Tell me, can any employee join the HCC Faculty Spotlight Committee?
Well, we're appointed from the faculty council, so we have a limited number of seats on the council, but anyone can nominate anyone as a nomination for Faculty Spotlight. So you're appointed to the committee and you serve out a specific amount of term, but any employee on the college can nominate any other faculty member, adjunct or full-time.
Now, how do they go about it? Let's say if I wanted to nominate you for the Faculty Spotlight Committee, would I go about doing it?
We're working through some red tape to make this a lot more convenient and easier for people to access the information and the forms online. But currently, you would want to talk to your faculty representative. And again, we have a representative from each division. So if you just reached out during a divisional meeting, you could find out who that rep was for your division, and then you can nominate through them. Soon enough, there should be a form up on OWLNet that people can just access, and it'll streamline the process.
Well, this is all great information. And if you know of a faculty member that's going above and beyond the call of duty, which it's so hard to tell because we all do that each and every day here at HCC, you can go ahead and do just what Jeffrey was telling you about and nominate that professor. Please, we always want to hear good, you know, about what's going on here at Harford Community College. Tell me a little bit about the photography department.
The photography club's been in existence since I started back in 2014 as full-time. We meet twice a month on the first and third Thursday of every month in J60, that's in Joppa Hall, the photography department. We do all kinds of things in photo club. We do everything from workshops to guest speakers and various different lectures and everything and anything to promote the photographic art. So that's open to everybody on campus, not just photography students here. So a little plug for my photo club there.
Plug away. Yeah. Are there any field trips?
Well, we just had the Art and Design does a New York City bus trip that we do every single semester. We do it in the fall and we do it in the spring, and it just happened. But we'll be doing it again in the spring.
My goodness, if you're in Midtown Manhattan, there's no shortage of photographic scenery there, that's for sure.
Absolutely. It's a pretty good deal, too, for the price that we get the bus up there. It's usually $45 for students round trip, and that's a good price.
So. Oh, yeah. For a day trip down to, it's in Manhattan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we drop you off in Manhattan and pick you up at a different part in Manhattan. So, yeah, but the whole day is Manhattan, unless you want to hoof it over to Brooklyn.
Well, you know, there's a thing about hoofing it in New York City, you know. It's a little tough. Jeffrey, I want to thank you for coming on to the Owl's Nest, and thank you. Please come back again, all right? Tell us more about the Faculty Spotlight Committee and who is on it each and every month.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Matthew.
I have Tammy Imbierowitz from the Biology Department and board member of the Deer Creek Watershed. Tammy, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
So the biology department, always something going on there here at Harford Community College, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You were talking to me earlier about that student independent study where it was jump-starting the water monitoring. Tell me about that student.
So we had Anna McClellan. She participated in an independent study over the summer. She was funded through the Stanley Kohler Scholarship for Independent Research Experiences, which was created in honor of a retired faculty member who had worked here for 40 years and did a lot of research. So Anna helped participate in launching the Deer Creek Watershed Association's very first ongoing water monitoring. So we are monitoring for chemical, biological, and we'll eventually get to physical monitoring as well. So for the summer, she helped us go out biweekly or bimonthly and sampled at 9 different locations along the main stem of Deer Creek. So we started up at the near Pennsylvania line and went all the way to the Susquehanna River.
Well, my goodness, you know, it's those real world experiences, you know, that help our students just grow and learn, right?
Absolutely.
Now, you're part of STEM, of course, and talk to me about this STEM advising night. What is it?
So our new dean has proposed last year that we have a STEM advising night each semester. So we had our first one last semester, and it was a good success. It brings faculty and staff to the night, and we invite the public and existing students and interested students to come in along with their parents, and we introduce ourselves, let them get to know us. We talk about our programs. We talk about the scholarships that are available to them. And then we plan it right before there's registration so that they can work with professors while they're there to schedule their classes and pick the right class that they need and talk about prerequisites. And they get to meet the professors, too, so they can kind of pick and choose which awesome one that they want to have as their professor.
Well, who wouldn't want to have you as their professor?
Thank you.
I think I would definitely love to have you. No, I know I would love to have you as my professor. My goodness, you guys are doing so much for the student body. And STEM, of course, STEM refers to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, of course. But you also have a STEM day. Talk to me about STEM day.
So STEM Day is an annual event that was launched by the former dean, and it's a day where we bring in students, faculty, and outside scientists, community members, schools as well, to they give mini presentations. We'll bring in a keynote speaker all around related to STEM. If students were doing research projects or faculty are doing research projects or travel, they will present, you know, what they've been working on and share with the students. And it's a great way for students to interact with each other. We also have, at the same day, we have usually a panel session where we have students, we interview students or students interview us, and we share out as well. So it's a nice day. It's free to everyone. Absolutely. And it's a great day for our students. So I think this is maybe the fourth year that we did it. So this year it will be in the spring, probably I think in February.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful event, and if it's free, it's something to attend for sure. We have a lot of great opportunities for our student body here at HCC. And just to close out with on the topic of STEM, you said there's a workshop for STEM students also, right?
Yes. So for this fall semester, we have a couple workshops that are targeted for STEM students as part of STEM scholarship, and we're opening it up for all students. So one of them is a resume workshop to help students prepare a resume or a CV. We also have another workshop for searching for internships and research experiences to help them engage in science at a really early time in their academic career.
Well, that's so important, you know, to give students access early on in your college career about potential leads for internships, because that's really where you learn the most, you know, is in an internship and on the job. Talk to me a little bit about the National Science Foundation scholarship that you'd mentioned.
So we are in our third year of receiving the National Science Foundation STEM scholarship. And this is a scholarship for any STEM major full-time with incoming student has a 3.0 GPA or existing student 2.75 GPA. That can provide funding of up to $10,000 per year
and wow,
based on financial need. They are paired with a faculty mentor, a research mentor, and they also receive additional funding if they're interested in doing research experience or an internship, either during the semester or in the summer.
And it's so important to apply for those scholarships because, you know, the cost, you know, of college, it's not going down, you know, and being able to apply for that free money, you know, that just goes a long way in a student's early career. Now, one of the funnest things that I remember from my days as a student, which we won't, you know, necessarily reveal how many moons ago that was, but I always loved the field trips. They were a great part for science classes for me. And there's a few field trips that the biology department and the science department have at HCC. Talk to me a little bit about those.
So we have one that we've been doing every year. And we travel to Bethesda to the National Institute of Health Community College Day. And again, it's another free event, and we provide the transportation for students to attend. And it's a workshop that's put on by researchers, administrators at the National Institute of Health, which is known as NIH. And they have a variety of internships or research experiences in the summer for students. They are paid. They work alongside scientists that are working on some cutting-edge topics and research. And it's a great day for them to network with other colleges across the state and to network with scientists. And they also provide them a lot of skills. There's keynote speakers and work sessions for them during that day.
My goodness, just some amazing field trips that you guys have available right now in the biology and science departments. Something else that you had mentioned that really piqued my interest, there's a population study going on.
Yes, there is.
Talk to me about that population study.
So it's one of the favorite things that our biology and ecology students like to do. We offer, or we provide a population study research, ongoing research project that's been going on for about 2 years now, that we survey the pond here on campus, and we have a nice population of painted turtles, which the students love. Just they love to see the painted turtles and play with them and bring them out. So we trap the turtles overnight, and then we bring them in. Students will measure them, do their size, their weight, sex them, and then they mark them so that we can determine through a mark and recapture study how many turtles we have on the property and how many are males and how many are females.
Talk to me, because you're a board member of the Deer Creek Watershed, and that's a great organization. Talk to me a little bit about the Deer Creek Watershed.
So the Deer Creek Watershed Association has been around for over 50 years, and it's organized to protect and preserve and promote the beauty and quality of Deer Creek. So Deer Creek Watershed is one of the largest watershed. It is the largest watershed in Harford County. It is one of the most pristine watersheds and streams across the state. So it gets good marks for its water quality and its habitat. So I've been a member of it for a couple of years, and what I'm trying to do is kind of bridge that partnership between the Watershed Association and the community, as well as with our students, and providing another opportunity for our students to engage in real life science.
Because that's definitely one of the most important things right now in a young student's career, is to get that real world experience that they just can't get anywhere else.
It builds such confidence and really helps them determine where they want to go, and it helps them establish a goal and momentum to get there.
Well, it sounds like there's just so much good that you guys are doing, both at the Watershed Association and in the biology department and science department here at Harford Community College. And I want to thank you so much, Tammy, for coming on to the show today. Please come back on again and join us and keep us apprised of all the good that it is that you and the department are doing for the student body.
I agree. Thank you so much for having me, sharing all our good stuff.
I have HCC's own Sheila Kale, coordinator for events and operations for the arena. Sheila, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Now, there's always so many cool things going on at the arena. I don't know where to start. You've had some recent events there at the arena. Tell me about this 3D printer expo.
The 3D printing expo is called the East Coast RepRap Festival, and they've brought it to the East Coast, traditionally been in the Midwest, showcasing all of the 3D printers, the 3D printings, the vendors, the specialty crafters, all the cool things that you actually didn't really know existed. It brings all of them together.
Ooh.
And the arena floor is full. It's 17,000 square feet filled with all kinds of different creations.
Wow. Because the possibilities, I mean, that's where the future is heading. It's all heading to 3D printing.
Yeah. And a lot of them are even representing schools this year. There's different departments, different universities that have been represented that are really starting to grow the educational aspect of the 3D printers, building your own and what can be made. Even products that are in the medical field that are helping with prosthetic limbs. They're so cool.
Oh, get out of here.
Really, really, really forward moving.
I didn't even know that they were doing that with 3D printing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Not just toys and, you know, little sword fights. It's actually really cool, innovative stuff.
Actually very practical and innovative, It sounds like.
Yeah.
No, that sounds like it's a wonderful event. How many times has that happened at the arena?
It's the second year that they've brought it to the East Coast in the entire nation. So it's the second year here in the arena, and we're so happy to have had them back. And looking forward to years more of this event annually.
Well, it sounds like that was a great event to have. And coming up, there's the HCC College and Career Fair. Tell me about that.
Yes. So that takes students into any college or career that they want to look into. There's over 100 colleges and universities represented while in the arena. You come on a Wednesday evening. They do this annually here as well, bringing in different, even military representation, career fields. You've got all kinds of different opportunities to walk around, talk to everybody at all the different tables. The arena is absolutely packed with anybody you could really want to talk to. There's even two seminars that they'll want to get to. There's financial aid, and then there's the sports one that they'll talk to the HCC Athletics Department to make sure that they've got all the information that they need. So there's some great opportunities to come through during that event.
Well, the arena sounds like just the place to house them. How many square feet did you say it holds again?
So we have a venue that on the floor, we are at 18,000 square feet once the bleachers are all retracted. Whew. But we have a convertible space, so we can extend the bleachers, have seating, or we can retract them and have that completely open floor. When we have the bleachers extended and we do the high school and college graduations each year, we can seat up to 2,900 people in the venue.
Whoa.
So it's really flexible. We have a really cool opportunity with doing everything from one of those extremes to the other and just about anything in between.
Now, it's such a versatile facility. What kinds of things can it do for the public? I mean, is it rentable for particular events?
Yes, we do a number of different things. So the arena gets to be a bunch of different levels. We have HCC Athletics representation with their indoor sports, women's volleyball, men's and women's basketball are in there in season actually right now in the fall. So they hold home games and it's open to the public and they hope to see everybody on the regular.
Sure.
But then in between all of that, that's where my department comes in. We do presented events as well as available for rentals. We've got the indoor sports rentals that come very frequently, such as cheerleading. That's coming this fall. We've got many of those, four, in fact, in a number of weekends coming this fall.
Oh, tell me about that.
So with those different cheer groups, there's, you know, the all-star cheers. There's the high school Maryland State semifinals and finals for cheerleading in high school level do compete here. So they bring representation from all across the state with all the high schools to do their finals. And it's pretty good. It's actually a really good competition to watch. All the things that you see, the stunts and everything that you would see on YouTube or something, live in action right here.
Wow.
It's pretty high level.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of space in that facility to do stuff like that, you know? It begins and ends at a great facility, and I have a great representative here with me in studio for the arena here at Harford Community College. You were talking to me about the arena's website. That's a great place also, and people should definitely check it out. What's on there?
Yes, we put everything on there, especially all the upcoming events that we can. It is your one-stop shop to come see what's going on, what's just been announced, where you can buy tickets, where you can see schedules. We have all of our different venue policies if you're curious about ADA accessibility, even to rent the facility. We have a portal there that you can put in a rental request because we take general requests, and it's an open rental venue. So if you've got an organization, you want to house an awards dinner or hold your own cheerleading competition or your own martial arts competition, we've had them. So even outside basketball, you know, that kind of stuff comes through. Our busy season would be through the winter and early spring. So we keep really busy with that. All of that stuff gets put on the arena website. It's just apgfcuarena.com, and that's going to show you all the good stuff that we've got coming, where to get tickets, and come back and see the announcements coming soon.
Of course, because there's always more to come.
A little teaser for you there.
Oh, stay tuned.
Yeah, right.
And Sheila, we were just talking before the interview about a lot of the opportunities that the arena has, not just for employment, but for the students as well.
Yes, yes. You know, we actually have students that work with us, and we're always looking for more students that are looking for employment, trying to learn different parts of the entertainment field and events field. We do stuff with customer service, consider front of house. That's a good job position where you're working with different customers and patrons, setting up the venue, and the quote back of house. That's our technical team. And we look for technicians to work in our theater and our arena. They know both venues and they can do all of the equipment. We have state-of-the-art audio equipment and video equipment. We have a Chauvet video wall, and all of our staging and all of our setup is done by our in-house crew. So it's a great opportunity for anybody that's interested, and we're looking for you to join us, to come work with us, to learn all of this stuff.
And that's great that we give our students that real life experience, mm-hmm. you know, that because that's what really they remember the most here.
Yeah.
Well, there's always so much going on at the arena. And Sheila, I really want to thank you for stopping in and talking to us about all of the wonderful things that it is that you're doing for HCC, for its students. Keep on doing them. Keep on holding these great events here at the arena. Again, Sheila Kale, coordinator for events and operations at the arena, Hartford Community College. It's a great facility, great venue. Check it out. Check out their website also. And thank you so much for coming on. Sheila, I hope to have you on again.
Thanks so much.
My thanks goes out to Jeff Rollinger from the Photography Department, Tammy Embirowitz from the Biology Department and the Deer Creek Watershed, and Sheila Kale from the Arena. Tune in next week to The Owl's Nest. And until then, stay curious.